episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. I am just one of the people here. I'm Dylan, and with me is Sean, the Uncommon Rider.
Damn skipping.
Almost forgot. And across the pond, they're not really across the pond.
They're like up north.
The
damn Yankees.
They're in the Great White North right now.
Canada?
they're getting close. But the stupid, awesome analyst, Jonathan.
Hey, you got it right.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
All right.
No, I haven't. And he's a hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
Yeah, this episode's a little bit different. We're doing a Skype session because the Fleming brothers have moved to the Great White North, as we previously stated.
Yep, that's right. Wicked Anime, the founders of Wicked Anime have moved back to where Wicked Anime has all started.
To where the founders of our states of the United...
We're in Massachusetts, everybody.
The great states of United... My hand's on my chest right now. It's the wrong hand, though, but... of United States, where they founded it. But you probably can't tell, but we talk about anime on this podcast, and...
no shit.
other stuff. News in Japan and the Asias. So, why don't we kick things off by ringing the news bell.
By ringing the news bell! News!
You guys missed us, didn't you?
So much.
He's been waiting to do that for
I know, for like weeks.
Well, so we even skipped a week, so
he's just
like
at his job,
week.
It's like, hey, Andrew, news!
Alright, guys. First up in news for this episode, we got Victoria's Secret. Yeah! Alright, so the story is that...
Am I the only not 12... I mean, apparently Andrew's the only 12-year-old.
That was Jonathan. What the hell?
God. So this is actually going to make this a little bit harder.
Wasn't that glitch? What just happened? Something just happened.
Glitch isn't here, so there's going to be no racist jokes. Alright. Victoria's Secret, in their next fashion show, they are going to be presenting a... lingerie, I guess it is. It's not really a lingerie, but it is a full replica of Rei Aname's plug suit from Evangelion.
So
they have a Victoria's Secret model wearing an anime cosplay, basically.
Which is pretty sweet. That's pretty cool.
I'm going to be honest. When you started with the Victoria's Secret thing, I was like, I have no idea where he's going with this.
Yeah.
And now
I know,
that you finished, I'm like, I'm still kind of scared of where it went.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Victoria's Secret, I just wanted to talk about it. I mean, it's there. Their fashion show's coming up.
I guess they're, like, venturing out into new territories because they just got in trouble for, like, a racial, like, lingerie thing where a model was wearing, like, a full Indian headdress and, like, weird stuff. And apparently... people didn't like that.
They like test it.
Yeah.
How dare you be cultural?
Well, okay, so the reason the Rei Aname thing kind of scared me was it seems like every convention I go to, I always have a bad experience with some asshat dressed up as Rei.
Some guy named Rei?
Well, no. A lot of times it's like dudes dressed up as her. I'm just like, gotta be kidding me.
It's real with the
Well, dude, when you come up to Anime Boston with us this year, you're gonna hopefully you'll get the wonderful opportunity to meet our local Mansty. Mansty is the
I don't like where this is going.
No, Mansty is made Anime Boston famous. It's like it's almost like a mascot. It's just a guy. He's big and he's dressed as Misty from Pokemon.
You should.
Yep. I don't know how I feel about that.
You should go as that Magikarp. I was going to say the starfish one, but I forgot it.
Staryu?
Yeah, there you go. You should go. You should be his Staryu.
No. I don't even think Anime Boston's going to be able to handle me as me. Man-ape thing gone wrong.
You're going to show up on a Kamen Rider motorcycle?
Fuck yeah.
Just doing donuts.
Actually, that'd be pretty awesome, but I'm almost positive you get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Because there's no road. It's all cars.
He would be...
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
He would be sorely departed.
Oh!
That's terrible.
That movie was terrible.
That made no sense either. I just felt like saying it.
So what else is next? What else is going on in the world?
Well, actually, Dylan, I wanted to ask you if you personally, if you had checked out Neon Alley yet.
I looked into it. I haven't set up an account yet, but I know a little bit about it. I don't know if you do. Do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. Let's tell us.
So, I think a couple episodes ago, we talked about Crunchyroll, which was a streaming anime service similar to Netflix that's available on the PlayStation Store.
Right.
Well, not the store, but it's available via the PlayStation and I think their website. But there's a new one that's kind of similar called Neon Alley, and it's another anime app for the PlayStation. And where this one differs is it's not an on-demand service. It's more like you're buying a TV station, so there's scheduled programming.
Kind of like the Funimation Network.
Yeah, you have to look at the schedule and see, oh, I want to watch this at this such and such time.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Another cool thing about it that I like over Crunchyroll is Crunchyroll doesn't have a lot of mature content. They try and stick towards more family-oriented anime, I guess. But Neon Alley will air mature-rated content.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an uncut network,
yeah.
Which
yep.
is also interesting because it's a network. Like, if they're building it more like a TV station,
mm-hmm.
But granted, then it'll be more like watching TV in Japan, where they don't, well, I mean, relatively don't cut anything, you know.
Yeah. And if you're interested in it, I believe the price is $6.99 a month. So you can head to the PlayStation Store, go to apps, and you should be able to find it pretty easily.
So you can be, pay $6.99 a month to be disinterested in their scheduling.
Well, I don't know. If you like their scheduling, it's probably great.
Well, I mean, like, I can imagine that a couple people are going to be like, oh, what's on? Oh, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, that's kind of why I've been putting off getting it, is because, like, I work basically from, like, 9 to 5, so I can't watch what's in that gap. And so if I get home and it's something I don't want to watch, then it's sort of, like, not worth me purchasing it. But,
you're paying $6.99 to wait for something you want to watch to come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that any kind of, like, media distributor these days would go with the kind of, like, station format.
I don't know. I actually
kind of
like it. Like, I would much rather, because I don't actually have cable. I just use, like, Netflix and Amazon Insta Video. I would much rather just be able to choose, like, oh, I want the Kung Fu channel. I want the cartoon channel. And, like...
Yeah.
And so, Sci-fi like, channel. Yeah, all it airs is, like, Kung Fu movies. And so any time of the day, I just flip it on, and it's, like, a Kung Fu movie or whatever.
Kind of like Pandora, except for, like...
Yeah, but... And just have these different stations as, like, a cheap price, like $4.99 a month. And you get a couple... And so your sum total is basically the same amount as, like, a cable bill. But
yeah.
you have...
You're actually only watching the things you want to watch.
Exactly. I think that kind of thing would be cool. I don't know if that's something that could happen in the future, but...
It's a neat way to kind of look at the future.
Yeah.
Which kind of ties into tonight's thing. But we'll get to that.
Digital future.
Digital futures.
Meow. Okay. So do you remember in our... Everybody out there, except for the people in Wicked Anime, except for Sean. So this is a really long algebraic equation for this news piece. okay. Do you remember,
yes.
Dylan, when we talked about Nintendo Power? They're conking out at the end of this year.
Yeah, I thought they're already gone.
No, their last issue comes out in December.
The end of the year.
Well, yeah.
Their last issue comes out in December.
What happened? Oh, okay.
Well, PlayStation Magazine is following in their footsteps, and they are also ending in December.
Wait, who is?
PlayStation Magazine.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know. It makes a lot of sense. A lot of print is just not making money anymore because everyone goes on the internet finding news. So
exactly.
Sense. It's sad because I like. You know, a tangible medium like that, but...
It's true, but I mean, like, why get PlayStation Magazine when you could just get, like, some, like, Game Informer and see all sides of a view? Well, and
yeah,
remember...
kind of where I was going with that.
But remember, we were still getting our GamePro magazines, and then all of a sudden GamePro just fell off the face of the earth, and they were like, hey, sorry about GamePro, we're gonna send you PC World instead.
Well, at least they didn't send you, like, Bridal Magazine.
Yeah, they still realize that we're nerds. Yeah, but... But PC World is just like, hey, do you want to build a computer? Maybe? Okay.
It's just
okay. So, hold on. This actually kind of relates into something else that I've been kind of dealing with, which is, as a Warhammer 40,000 player, you, at some point, have to deal with a little magazine called White Dwarf, which is Games Workshop.
Why's he got to be white?
It's because it is, Dylan. Because it is. Anyway, so which is GW's magazine for like their own imprint, and I'm like, how the hell do they get away with this? Like, I was always kind of boggled by like the concept of like these manufacturers. Like, it's almost like a 128 page ad that people pay for twice. I mean, I'm really not surprised that PlayStation's kind of gone under, and I'm kind of hoping
PlayStation
like,
Magazine. Let's clarify.
That just
reminded me. I just saw an article recently that stated that now worldwide, PlayStation and Xbox sales are practically exactly the same. Now it's like 70 million.
That's interesting.
No, I mean it's just. It's hard for us in the States to tell that because not a lot of people... I think more people here definitely play Xbox than PlayStation. Oh, yeah. But now, worldwide, they're, like, exactly the same. So
that's awesome.
That's cool.
It's nice.
Excellent.
To see,
just a little bit of...
American platform doing well.
PlayStation? Yeah, actually. Exactly.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Gotcha. You. There you go.
Yeah. So...
Never mind. Because I like Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay. So, next for news. This is our last media piece. I got to talk about it. Wreck-It Ralph was number one movie in the world, or America, wherever it was playing. But Wreck-It Ralph was the number one movie this past week. And have you guys seen it?
Yes. It was so worth it.
Oh, man. It was so good. It was so good.
So we're just going to gush for a minute and just be like, yeah. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
The reason why I wanted to mention it is because, you know, it had a whole bunch of video game licensing from people like... From you know, Capcom and things like that. Kyle Hebert, who is the American Ryu for Capcom nowadays, he was in the movie playing Ryu himself. Another really interesting part that I learned about after I saw the movie, like I literally learned about it while I was watching the credits, the Akihabara Idol Group, AKB48.
Oh, yes.
They did the theme song for Sugar Rush.
That's why it sounded familiar.
Yeah.
I was sitting there in the theater looking at Erica, and she was looking at me like I was retarded. I know this.
And, they did it for the movie. Like, Disney approached them or whatever, however it was done, but it's an original Wreck-It Ralph song.
Which is fantastic. Oh, the music for that movie was fantastic,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it really was. Did you know Skrillex also did, just as a side note, Skrillex also did the Heroes Duty music?
No, as soon as I heard it, I was like, Skrillex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had one of the Daft Punk cameos in the house party.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, there was a little Skrillex video game character in the Wreck-It Ralph Worlds.
Oh, nice.
He had that, like, weird hair thing.
Yeah, and he was playing his little disc DJ thing. So
I know exactly where that was. Yeah. Okay,
DJ thing.
So just for everybody out there, go see Wreck-It Ralph if you haven't seen it already. If you have seen it, go see it again.
It was something I was discussing with my friends afterwards. It's
I'm sure you were.
It's a fantastic. It evokes an amazing amount of nostalgia from, like, our generation, but at the same time, it's, like, I feel like it's really accessible for, like, kids.
Well,
I think it balanced it really well.
And, personally, I feel that it really was a milestone for the animation industry. Like, that really set the bar for a lot of things that should come. And another thing that I thought was interesting is it was not a Pixar movie, but John Lasseter did help in the production.
I don't understand the importance of that, but I'm going to nod and be like, that's cool.
Okay, I guess that's just me for being an animator in the animation industry.
All right, guys. Well, this is a perfect segue into our next group of news stories.
No, it's not. Let's talk about horses.
No, we're going to talk about video games. All right, guys.
He sounded angry.
I don't know.
It's short, I promise. All right,
well,
Capcom's license with Tatsunoko has run out, which means that the game Tatsunoko vs. Capcom will be ceasing production. It will no longer be made. It's going to be taken off the shelves.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
So, like, kind of like Twinkies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Tatsunoko versus Capcom and Twinkies are dying all in the same week.
This just ended.
So yeah. I'm totally buying the shit out of some Twinkies.
Yeah. And Tatsunoko?
No, maybe.
Is that ever cream going?
Tatsunoko made Gatchaman. And Battle of the Planet.
That's actually kind of important to me.
Yeah, so the Tatsunoko versus Capcom was basically Street Fighter versus Gatchaman.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still not actually, like...
Interested.
No, it was... Okay.
Not because it's Gatchaman. I mean, it's just because, like, you guys know my feelings on... Fighting games.
Well, but the thing is that Tatsunoko versus Capcom really wasn't that good of a game to begin with.
So
I really didn't like it that much.
I don't know.
It was a Wii exclusive fighting game.
Somebody,
it didn't really work.
Somebody out there with their
let you know something.
Somebody out there that has taped glasses is going to be really sad about this.
Yeah. Somebody even more of a Tokusatsu fanboy than me.
Okay, Sean, this will make you happier. There's a new game coming out called Heroes Versus. And the
what
game
is... Versing?
I know, I'm waiting.
Okay, so this game is going to be made by Namco Bandai, the same people behind things like Tekken and things like that. And the characters in the game consist of SD versions of Ultraman, Kamen Rider, and Gundam.
What?
All in one fighting game.
Oh
all
my
in
God.
One fighting game.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
What does SD mean?
Super deformed.
Oh, like chibi?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, at least for the Gundams, which is funny, is the SD Gundam started because some, like, middle schooler sent in fan art of an extremely distorted-looking Gundam, and they're like, hey, I like this, and so they just ran with that kind of proportion.
That's so cool to see Ultraman getting some love, though.
yeah, I know.
Because I was a fan of Ultraman when I was a kid, and it's something that I'm getting into, and as an adult, again... Like
back in the 70s,
going back and watching like the Showa era stuff, which is like the older stuff, and really enjoying it. But that's cool to see those that tokusatsu genre getting a little love like that.
Yeah, no, I think it's really cool. There's going to be 18 characters in the game, and there's going to be both heroes and bad guys from the series. Hmm. So it.
I hope they
it
have
seems
the
like...
Neil Holland Gundam.
I knew that was going to come up.
The Windmill Gundam.
Windmill.
That's a correction. It's not the Netherlands Gundam. It's the Neil Holland, just to correct myself.
Windmill!
Damn Dutch.
Podcast.
All right, guys. It's time for some strange news. Bow. All right, so we got...
to do the sound effects.
It almost got the Ferris Bueller's Day Off right there. Almost.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, because we missed strange news in the last episode, so we got a lot of strange news this week.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All in varying degrees of awkwardness. So we'll start out with this one.
Start with mildly awkward. I need to ease into it.
Okay. So, the feud between Japan and China is continuing. A Japanese construction company...
Oh my god, they don't
company...
like each other?
No, okay.
Wait till they hear about Hostess.
I know, right? Well, that
okay.
Right here. Well, at least China won't.
Not anymore. Yeah.
So a Japanese construction company owns this specific island that they're, like the CEO, he owns it. And it's off the tip of Okinawa, and the CEO of this company is selling the island to China, and people are calling this company and CEO traitorous, like it's like the fact that he's doing this is like treason to them. The reason why it's so bad right now is because there is a partially complete military base on the island.
Jeez. Yeah, I could see.
I'll be honest, that's kind of a dick move.
Yeah, I was kind of like, yeah, that's probably pretty treacherous, but no,
that's straight treason, like paranoia, like treason.
I sold the island. I left all your files in that military base thing you had going on there. I don't know if you needed those. Yeah, I don't know. That's
pretty iffy.
Yeah.
So
that would be like us selling Alaska
But if it went NORAD.
But if it wasn't Alaska. But if it was like cool.
Alaska.
It's still Alaska, man. I mean, not that I care.
Not cool in temperature. Like
Alaska's like Canada Junior, and I'm already not a fan of Canada.
It's like Canada's skin tag.
Oh my god.
That's all wrong.
Well, sorry, Alaska.
Moving on. I can't dwell on this anymore.
Okay. So there's, you know how we've mentioned it a couple times that Japan has like a fetish of the week thing?
Yes.
What is it this week?
This week, Japan's thing.
Wait, should we do guesses?
Yeah. Can Dylan and I throw out a couple of guesses real quick?
Couple of guesses.
Yes, you can.
Speed round. Lampshades. Turntable.
No.
Blades of grass.
Asparagus. Damn no. it, you said blades of grass.
That's pretty close.
Horses.
Doorknobs already. That's already done.
Being hung from your hair.
Ventilation shafts.
Shaft. Spies. Skyfall just came out. Maybe they're.
It's topical. Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Blonde people.
Milk cartons.
Milk cartons with lost children on them.
We're going to leave it at that, but like, were we even close?
If it wasn't one of those, I'll tell you what.
No, it wasn't. Okay, so Japan's new thing for this week is they take cosplay costumes that they have, fold them neatly, and place them in front of a bathroom door, as to suggest that the cosplay character is in the other room taking a bath.
Oh my god!
All right, that officially qualifies as strange news.
What?
Oh my gosh! What?
Say it again. They do what with this? They fold it neatly, and then there's somebody dressing up for some cosplay in there.
No, there's somebody.
Because their bathrooms are not where they dress. They're like implying that they're bathing in the room.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
like that anime character is. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like holy shit, Ash is totally in there taking a shower.
They don't take showers in Japan.
Oh, that's right. Fuck. I'm sorry.
You American?
You're damn right.
That was, oh my gosh. That's
okay. Last bit, guys.
I think we're still trying to wrap our heads around that. I'm just imagining like some clothes in front of a door, and like one guy sitting in front of it, and another guy walking by, like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "He's totally in there.
Yeah.
He's totally in right now."
Yeah.
It's like, who's in there? Such and such anime character.
I'm just trying to think of the most ridiculous anime character to have, like, I don't even know, man. I don't know, like.
And then they just, like, slide the door open, and there's nobody in there, it's like a raccoon or something.
Like, it's Mario's, like, you know, Tanuki suit. It's like, outside the freaking thing.
There's a plunger and just normal things you'd see outside of a bathroom.
Yeah.
They actually just released like rabid squirrels in there, so it sounds like somebody's rummaging around.
All right. Sorry. Okay, we're done.
Okay. So for this for this last piece of strange news for the night, we're going outside of Japan and we're going to South Korea. South Korea has put together these Coca-Cola... What?
Nothing.
Okay.
He said nothing. Let the record show.
Strike it.
Coca-Cola
has released
these new vending machines that allow patrons... Like, okay, so there's a screen on the outside of it, and there's somebody doing dance moves on the outside of Coca-Cola machine. And the patrons on the outside are allowed to copy the dance moves, and depending on how well they copy the dance is how much free Coca-Cola they get from the machine.
Oh, I'm rocking me some free Coke.
There's been a couple of things like this. I think
this white boy's gonna bust a move.
There was a Skyfall vending machine where like a person would go up to it and be like, "Yeah, I'd like a Pepsi, please." And it's like, if you'll get this Pepsi for free if you like get up to the top of the mall in 70 seconds. And then there's all these, like, paid actors being, like, obstacles for them. Like, a dude pushing a buggy and, like, they have to jump over it or
so
go around them.
So they have, like, a spy chasing yeah. through the mall?
Yeah, exactly.
Why the hell do we not have these?
And then they, like, they finally get to it. And once they get there, they have to, like, hum the 007 theme. And then they get, like, whatever it was
like
that
the,
they're...
I would have...
I'm
well,
down.
Somebody would have gotten hurt if I had to do it.
yeah.
Catch your baby! Because I think
that's it
I
for
know
strange
parkour,
news.
But I actually am just a really big guy. So I would just barrel through everything.
Yeah. Just, oh yeah, your way through the wall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. All right. And that's it for news.
That's it for news?
That's it. Shut the book.
There will be no more news ever.
Shut the news book. What's
so, Dylan, do you remember what we do next, or do you need help?
I'm thinking, can I have a word bank?
Yeah, okay, it involves cosplay and bathroom.
No, it doesn't. It probably involves what we're watching.
Can we do 50-50?
There you go.
Yeah, he got it on the first try. High five.
What was it, 50-50?
Yeah. I'm not going first.
I haven't watched anything. I watched.
Oh,
well,
man.
I've watched stuff, but I don't want to go first.
I watched Sons of Anarchy, and
that's not anime.
And I watched Psych, and
also not anime.
Also, really old now.
And I put Camp Nowhere in my queue, but I have to pay for it. I don't know if I want to do that.
I remember that actually being a really good movie, but I think I was 7.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's. Let's start with one of the Flemings. Then.
That's what I've been watching.
Okay, well, since Jonathan and I have been back in Mass, we've been picking up a whole bunch of animes so that we can create a whole bunch more reviews for the Wicked Animes. One of the major things that I'm really excited to say I've been watching is Helsing. Thank you, Funimation, for after 4 years of Genyan shutting down, that you finally release 5 through 8 of Helsing Ultimate. So...
Deep breath.
Is that I know. They just is it new stuff or they just released it on like a medium you can buy now?
No, they finally released the English dubs of it.
Oh, gotcha,
so
gotcha.
For the past 4 years, Japan has been getting Helsing 5 through 10, and while we've been sitting on 1 through 4 for the years before that,
yeah, because we've already had all of those. So now we have 5 through 8 finally, and it's been really awesome. And then I've been watching. I picked up that movie, King of Thorn. It's a
super strange movie.
Oh man, you're definitely gonna be hearing some weird review from me on that. It was a weird movie.
Well, if you're gonna review it, don't talk about it.
No, exactly. I'm not. And then I've still been watching Ranma 1/2. I finished season 3, so now I still have 4 seasons to go.
That is a trial.
It is. It really is. But it's been awesome. It's one of those shows that stayed awesome, no matter how long it's been. So I'm pretty happy with it.
Cool.
Excellent. All right. So
well,
I'll move
mean,
on
it's
to
one of the classics. You can't really.
Yeah. Kind of like Camp
oh,
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right. So
next one brings up
Camp
Nowhere gets a bitch slap.
It's Camp Nowhere.
That's what I said.
It sounded like you said Camp Nowhere.
That too.
You know, I've always read it as Camp Now Here because that's how Nowhere is spelt.
All right, moving on. So I've been watching.
He could have been now. Doc Brown was in that movie.
Oh, was he? Yeah. I love Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not anime, and that's not important.
But he. No, well,
no.
He
but it, no.
He worked at a fish market and he animated a fish like it was talking.
Oh my god. Alright, so I'll go next, I guess.
Are you watching anything?
Yes, I am.
What are you watching? Oh, you're watching Kamen Rider. Spoilers.
Yeah, well, I'm watching two different. I have watched some anime, I just haven't watched much. I've obviously been watching Kamen Rider, Wizard, as it's been coming out. It's all right. I don't think this is going to be one of my favorite seasons, honestly.
How they got to the... Never mind. I was going to make a Harry Potter joke, but I forgot what...
A Harry Potter joke?
That's
ew.
What the word is.
No.
So many weird words in that book.
Yeah. Just,
like...
Yeah.
Like family. Pretty sure. That's probably in there somewhere.
So, like, Wizard's all right. It's a lot of fun. It's very visually appealing. The fights are great, but, like... the storyline has not been my favorite so far. I've gone back and I've actually started one of the older seasons of Kamen Rider. I'm going through Blade now, which was a recommendation from a friend that actually got me into Kamen Rider. It's a little bit of a slow burn to start, but it's like starting to pick up now. It's bitching, honestly, because there's four riders right out of the gate.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. Hmm. And it's got a really, really good storyline. I've also been watching, actually, I'm going back and watching a lot of Studio Ghibli movies and catching up on those. Like, I just watched Porco Rosso, which is, I think, actually one of my favorite anime movies of all time.
Wow. I still haven't seen that one, but that was one that I really, really want
to
see.
They need to. Have you seen Spirited Away? They haven't.
Yes, I've totally seen Spirited Away.
They need to watch it.
I'm a huge Studio Ghibli fan.
I watched that on the VHSs.
Did you really?
Yeah, that format.
I actually saw that in theaters when it came out over here.
On VHS?
No, in theaters.
Well, that's not as cool as VHS.
How does that work?
I actually think the only time I ever watched that movie was at middle school.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember actually, well, I mean, I think I was actually old enough that, like, I actually went and saw it by myself, like, as an adult.
Yeah, you got cigarettes and beer, and you walked into the theater.
Yeah.
With your beard.
Shut up.
And your briefcase.
And business suit.
Spirit away, please. One.
And a beer.
I mean business.
Yeah, anyway, moving on. So that's what I've been watching.
Cool. All right, I've been watching, along with the same things that Andrew's been saying, the other one that I picked up for myself was Dead Man Wonderland. And that show is messed up, but it's really good.
Can you be a little bit more specific? Can you at least give me a genre?
Yeah, it's... Actually, no, I can't really. I guess it's kind of like
anime.
An action...
It's anime.
It's an
action horror drama.
Action horror.
Anime.
So it's about this kid who's in a school. Like, it starts out he's in school, and this random ghostly character comes into his room and murders all of his classmates. However, he survives, and he gets blamed for it. So he gets sent to a prison called Dead Man Wonderland. And what that is prisoners are used as entertainment for guests who go there. But what the... people who go to Dead Man Wonderland don't know is that people who die in there, they think it's a part of a show, but the prisoners really are dying. And so so this kid is put on death row for, like, murdering his whole class, and it's just his story of surviving Dead Man Wonderland.
Man,
there's
a
lot of
nickel every time that happened to me.
See, that was...
Weren't you leaving there when you came to pick me up today? Like,
probably.
Yeah.
See, that's, like, my first... problem with it. I mean, I like it so far, but that's, like, my first problem with it right out of the gate is how incredibly implausible it is for this one kid to butcher his entire class and, like, not just butcher them, but, like, splatter them all over the walls and ceiling.
Well, it is Japan. Like, I'm pretty sure the laws of physics just don't apply there.
Oh, yeah,
so
this kid totally did this.
Things splatter better in Japan?
Dude, you've seen their movies.
So I get, and other than that, yeah, I haven't been. Oh yeah, I've been continuing to watch Magi for the new season of anime, and I think that one is my favorite because I read a little bit of the manga for it, and the episode that just came out, they didn't do episode zero for the anime or issue zero of the manga for the anime, but episode six just came out, and they took characters from issue zero and reinserted them into the show, and they explained that the events of issue zero happened before, but they didn't show it in the show. I thought that was pretty cool. So they introduced the characters, but you know them as if they already exist.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It's weird.
So a little in media res there.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm really happy about it. I'm hoping that they actually do show episode zero, because that was like issue zero was like really what got me into the manga and made me look forward to it, because it was just a really well written story.
All right, what happens now?
Well, now I think the Tamagotchi.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you would be right.
The digital world.
I'm gonna make
world,
you a handy like
world
laminate. so you can remember these things.
Handy laminate.
Laminate.
Laminin.
Damn it. I've destroyed Dylan.
So this week we're gonna talk about digital worlds and stuff about them.
The reason why we are doing this is because this is taking place across the internet, and we have no other things that we can think of.
Can I hear Andrew explain it? I like the way he explains things.
You mean really roundabout and convoluted?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's actually have Andrew do this.
I have no words.
I feel like we win.
Aww. Sorry.
Okay. So, some examples of animes where you could find a digital world would be...
Dot Hack?
Yeah, Dot Hack, Sword Art Online, which we've talked about for quite a few episodes.
CXE.
Of course, Digimon, Digital Monsters.
Digimon.
Yep.
Ghost Seasons 1 and 2, not 3.
Ghost in the Shell, and, of course, the most obvious choice, Summer Wars.
Also, The Matrix qualifies, and The Animatrix by extension, because it was anime.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And that's
part of
an anime in its name. So.
Yeah, that happens. So, we're definitely doing stuff that's not, you know, the physical world, and how it relates to anime.
Okay, yeah, so we just listed a bunch of them, so what about them?
Yeah, okay, so does somebody want to tell me why Baldur Force EXE is bad, other than it's unwatchable?
Yeah, I wanted to save this for the podcast, but I don't know if you know this, but Baldur Force EXE is based off of an erotic game.
Oh, those are always the best.
Oh, really?
Fate Stay Night was based. Oh, well, I don't know.
It was, but that was actually like a successful series. Baldur Force was erotic novel game. You know, where you get to choose your path and you choose a girl at the end and. Stuff happens, like, in most erotic games.
And by stuff, they mean sex.
Andrew, explain it.
and so they tried to make an anime out of that, and I just don't know how you can, and they didn't, really. They tried really hard, that's all I can say.
I'll take your word for it. Okay. I just, you guys cut out on our end there for like a split second, so we just kind of listened and nodded.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to come back.
But they couldn't see us nodding, so just you'll have to take our word for it.
So we're all taking each other's word for this conversation and got it.
Again, we're nodding.
I mean, I've seen the first episode of Baldur 4 ZXE. I agree, it's bad.
Yeah, no, it, one, it doesn't get any better. Two,
it's bad.
I mean, there were a couple characters that I thought were pretty cool. I liked some aspects of it, but it was not fleshed out at all. It was just four episodes of random craziness.
Yeah, well, I didn't even get all the way through the first episode, so we're going to call it that.
So didn't Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Yeah. Bones it, yeah.
Bones it. Cyber Bones.
Yeah.
He's gonna mail that bones FedEx next day.
What? No, I'm gonna email it. It's Cyberbones. Welcome to the future, man.
The future will use Hotmail.
What? Next thing you know, I'll be using Bing to find it.
Oh man.
I know, right?
Why is Peter Parker using Bing?
I know.
He's so smart.
He's
using Bing.
So what are your guys' favorite, digital worlds, then?
Oh, definitely Oz from Summer Wars. That's why I mentioned it last. That's just a really darn good movie. I think that Summer Wars itself explains as to why Oz is a bad idea and why it will probably never happen.
Yeah. So I've heard, I haven't actually seen the movie, but, actually Dylan was, we were discussing it before we were getting started here, and, I think that's definitely something I'm going to go hunt down.
You guys should definitely look at check it out. It was directed. I forget who directed it. The same guy did the Digimon movie and the
Girl Left at Time. Yeah, Mamoru Hosoda.
Yeah, there you go.
Favorite director in the world.
Yep.
So there's also a really cool example I've always thought of was the Dot Hack universe. Which, for the most part, I don't think I've ever Yeah. The anime, as far as I've gotten so far, takes place wholly inside of an MMO called The World, which is a really neat concept.
Yeah.
That's funny, too, because it seems like a lot of the digital world, you know, concepts start from video games, because you also have Sword Art Online, you know, which is massively popular, which is also about an MMO, but it has, you know, real life and death situations in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I always find that in anime, they always build their digital worlds with that flaw of when you hook up to that world, you will die.
Yeah. It's like, why would you do that?
Well, because it's the same thing with Boulder Force. Boulder Force is like a military security program all over the internet, but if they die in their mechs, their heads explode. Like, come on.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, that programmer, I mean, really? That was where you went with that?
I have an idea. What if I put this line of code in that will kill the person if they really die in the game? Sure, yeah, let's do it. I don't care.
Yeah,
do it.
It's like that one got past, like, QC, man. Like, what the hell?
Certainly. He's just like, look what I put in there.
Like, oh, it'll never happen.
What, they'll really die? Yeah.
I think that means that they lost a lot of QA testers.
Yeah. Well, I bet you they went through those things like, you know.
They went through them like...
Twinkies.
You mean like Hostess did their actual money?
Yeah, that too.
Thanks for filling in the spaces there, Dylan.
That's what I do.
I on that
space,
joke.
I'm like, that's getting filled in.
You know, it's funny, though.
Not with cream filling, though.
I'm trying to think of, like, other examples. And actually, this is one of those things where, like, what's coming to my, like, the forefront of my mind is actually a lot of Western examples of this particular genre. Outside of, like, Ghost in the Shell, which I consider to be, like, the other big digital world, you don't see a lot of, like, heavy science fiction that doesn't involve, like, mechas in this particular instance.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. The closest thing that I can think of for something like that is The Surrogates. Did you guys see that movie with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, that movie where a woman falls down.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, epilepsy. Epilepsy the movie. Surrogates starring Bruce Willis.
It's not funny.
No, well.
But it kind of... gives an example
of...
I'd
like to take a nap every now and then.
That's not epilepsy, that's narcolepsy.
Wait.
Narcolepsy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Epilepsy seizures, you ass.
Yeah, that's probably not funny.
Oh, I'm sorry, wicked anime viewers. Dylan didn't know any better, and he was...
The Flight of the Conchords have a great song about an epileptic dog.
Oh, God. Anyway, no, I'm just saying, like, I mean, because you see things like, what was that movie with Russell Crowe? Virtuosity?
Gladiator.
No.
I
already said the movie.
Robin.
Stop. but I'm just saying, like, I definitely don't think of anime when I go to this particular genre or subgenre of science fiction in this particular instance. It seems like it's something that they don't explore as much as we do.
Yeah, the ironic thing about it is that the first thing that always pops into my mind is that if digital worlds actually did happen like this, every person in the world would turn into that one episode of Futurama where they go onto the internet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So you understand? Another Western example. I don't know what to do about it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I mean, like, Ghost in the Shell is obviously the most... in-depth example of what a digital world could be, you know, just basically...
Well, less of a digital world and more of... Because that's... The thing is, Ghost in the Shell is way more cyberpunk than focusing on the digital aspect of cyberpunk.
Right,
because I mean,
actually kind of the transition between the worlds we're talking about now and the world we live in. Which
yeah,
because... It's the moment before, like... singularity and these concepts that you see in these digital worlds.
Well, because it's kind of like when the Major at the end of the first movie goes into the actual, she goes into the net and she actually loses her body and
yeah.
she doesn't come back almost. That's where it kind of goes into the digital setting. But it's very, very I guess, for lack of a better word, immature in that world because it hasn't blossomed into something that can...
There's not a cyberscape, per se.
Yeah.
And there's that thing again about the flaw of losing something by, you know, entering the world. Because she loses her body and, like, she has to transfer her mind into something that is of old. I don't know.
No, no, I definitely see what you're saying. And the funny thing is like, she actually lost her mind long before that. If you actually follow the storyline of the anime, is when she's initially cyberized, which actually starts the whole, that whole storyline, the whole her descent into this kind of new cyberscape, this first realization that the mind can exist outside the body. In that whole first, the original movie there. So sorry, I was just ranting.
This is totally cool because, you know, as you know from me, cyberpunk is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, and I always approach it, like, not so much from a style side, but, like, an actual, like, realization of, like, where are we going with our current technology? And I think that it's, especially Ghost in the Shell, approaches it in a really neat way.
And also a very horrifying way.
So what you're saying is we're going to move from now to Iron Man to Minority Report to Ghost in the Shell.
I mean, can you really argue with that?
Back to Star Kid.
And there's Dylan.
And then eventually, Camp Nowhere.
That's it.
Once we've hit Camp Nowhere, that uh-oh.
But no, yeah, I definitely think that's. It's kind of funny you brought up Iron Man because there's a little bit of that in there too. That just the. Oh my god, did you guys ever see the Marvel animes?
No.
Okay, there was an Iron Man one and there was a Wolverine one. They were showing them on Spike, I guess?
No, they were showing them on G4.
On TV.
G4. Whatever.
Rest in peace.
I did not watch the Wolverine one because I vehemently hate Canadians. But I did watch the Iron Man one and it was not unwatchable. It was actually entertaining. It's a pretty cool bad guy. They actually had to come up with, like, a plausible reason for him to be in Japan, too. Because it's Tony Stark. It's not like he's Japanese. And then they had, like, the weird romantic subplot. It was just really weird to see a Western comic with, like, a...
Was it, like, Karate Kid 2?
Yeah, it was a little Karate Kid 2. Except, you know, instead of Danielson, it was, you know, Playboy millionaire philanthropist... Tony Stark.
Stark-son.
Stark-son. I think they actually say that at one point.
Johnny-son. Johnny-son. Tony-son.
Sorry, anyway. Side.
Something about Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Yeah, that's what he brought to the
table. It was anime. I actually watched it.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. This is a weak Tamagotchi. It was the best we could do on short notice.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll
ask my question now, I guess. Is would you live in a virtual world? Would you live in a world either like Surrogates where you controlled some sort of robotic or cyber being, or would you live in a world that's purely virtual and doesn't even exist?
No.
It depends on if the programmer programmed the die or not into it.
Yeah.
Only if it was like Futurama.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of caveats to this hypothetical, because you'd have to think about, like, well... Is my body being taken care of? It's like, but I would go ahead and assume that would be the case.
I mean,
I don't know.
Even if that is the case, I'm still a hardline no. I don't even like cyberization. Like, I like the concepts. I love to see the application, but, like, personally, I don't want it. I really don't. I enjoy my physicality. Like, I enjoy being a flesh and blood human being. Like, that's a cool thing to me. So. But that's just me. Like, I'm sure Andrew's like, yeah, plug me in.
I don't think he would be, actually.
I don't know, because it's like I keep explaining to you guys.
Yeah, explain it, Andrew.
There's, like, a difference between...
You caught him sideways. That was awesome.
I don't know if I want to anymore.
No, we really do enjoy this.
Yeah. It's we learn something every time. after we get through the forest.
Shut up, Dylan. Go Andrew.
It's the difference between being like an in-world cyberpunk and an out-world cyberpunk, where kind of the way that the Matrix works. Do you want to stay within the future or the fake world that the robots have created for you, or do you want to be free of that? And I don't know.
Zion, baby. Sorry, I would totally be like a real worlder, even because I like reality. Like I like the fact that like the struggle is actually what makes it good. Mm-hmm. And when you take away the struggle, like the thing that like you take away, kind of, I don't know, to me the reason for living. Like life is hard, and that's what makes it good. And I would never ever like take the blue pill.
Well, see, that's where you kind of get a thing like Ghost in the Shell, where that's totally outworlds, where they're living in the real world, but then you have the problem of singularity show up,
yeah.
where do you sacrifice your physical body for an eternal body, like an immortal body?
No.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I'm totally against the idea of singularity.
Go ahead. Finish up, and then I just thought of a point I just wanted to bring up.
Well, I was just going to say whether or not I would want to live in a digital world. If I could freely, like, if it was a video game and I could jump in and out of the digital world, then yes. If
That's how I feel about it, too.
But if I had to stay there, no, absolutely not.
All right, so on a side note, like, I just thought about this. It's not so much a digital world thing, but, like, something we didn't touch on was AIs and how much that's definitely like a part of a lot of those things. Because I was just sitting here thinking, I was like, "Damn, I would love to have Juice though."
Oh, well, I thought you were gonna say I would love to have a robot maid.
No,
but only if she puts her outfit neatly in front of the bathroom door.
I hate you. But no, seriously, I was just like, because oftentimes in these digital worlds, you see, you know, really neat versions of AI constructs, and definitely stuff like Juice, you know,
Eden of the East.
Some
people would know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Well, I figured you would pick that up, and you did, because you're a big Eden of the East.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, it's a good show.
So. But because AI is figured prominently in Ghost in the Shell, mm-hmm. there's quite a few of those. And,
yes.
I believe they show up in Dot Hack, but I don't remember. I haven't gotten that far in the anime yet.
Catgirls show up in Dot Hack.
Shut up. You and the Catgirls.
You're a Dot Hack.
Oh, what?
Oh, snap. But no, I guess we have to do a Catgirl episode at one point just to satisfy him.
He could probably do one all by himself.
Yeah, you just need to do a Catgirl review.
All right, everybody. If you would like to send us some emails and ask us some questions.
Break out your quill and your parchment.
Or just go ahead and jack directly into the internet.
There you go.
Yeah.
The digital world, all full circle. That's how we take it.
Yep. Go ahead.
You can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. Also, subscribe, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/wickedanime. You can find our videos at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews.
Wait, there's going to be an awesome one coming up in a little bit, just so you know. Oh, wait, by the time this airs, it would have already been posted. Damn.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, so just going
to
cut that.
Now we have to start over again because of Sean.
So I hope you all enjoy that review that is coming up.
That's coming up or already out.
Well, no, I was going to say the funny plug video.
It's either here, not here, or coming soon.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out or watch it.
Shut up. Go ahead.
All right, and then you can find everything else you probably need at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. You can find our podcast there, which you're most likely listening to, and you can find our videos there. Talk to us on the forums, ask us some questions, and also you can shoot us a line on Facebook if you would like. So that is all for that.
I just have one question before we do what we do.
Okay.
Am I actually... actually officially a member of the podcast now?
I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
His face wasn't on the end of that thing.
Yeah. I'm not in the little title credits.
I know. I can fix that.
You should.
I will.
So okay. Look out for that or watch it or it's coming soon.
We think we're hilarious.
That's all that matters. That's the key to life. Entertain yourself.
Everything else is ancillary.
What's the song for this week?
Jeez, that's something that we were not prepared for.
You know,
actually...
It's going to be Take On Me by...
No.
Yes, uh-huh.
No. You know what was actually really, really good was...
was Camp Nowhere.
The theme song, the anime was really bad, but the theme song to Baldur Force is excellent because it's done by, I think her name is Kokoro, I want to say. But I actually, after listening to the Baldur Force opening, I actually listen to her regularly now because it was just so good. She's got like this cool electronic sound to her. So we should play the Baldur Force EXE opening.
Okay.
The only good thing to come out of that anime, probably.
So
I'll actually agree with that.
Get ready to listen to that, or maybe it's already out, or it's coming soon.
Well, it is coming soon.
So, well,
very soon.
We need to zip this up.
We got to put a nail in this coffin.
Yeah, let's say goodbye the only way that we know how.
Okay, bye.
It's my favorite Daniel Craig James Bond.
It might be my favorite James Bond movie.
Yeah.
So that was your guys' first bro date?
Shut up. No, we had a nice lovely dinner before that, and then... No.
Oh. I wasn't there for that.
Well, you shouldn't remember, but...